I lost you. Are you there? Where's... Okay, I don't know what happened to the music. It just quit playing. So, okay. This is Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org and with Search for Lawful Government. And I'm hoping everybody can hear me fine. And, the 20th today. This is September the 15th in the year of the Lord, 2022. Yeah, the kingdom of heaven, the door to the kingdom of heaven has been opened for 2,022 years. Well, you know, I wouldn't want to argue the exact period of time, but that's close, over 2,000 years for sure. So that's the New World Order. And so we're going to talk about all these liars who are pretending that they've got something, a new reset going, and something we got to have, and something we got to alter to get along in it. But anyway, before we get to that, I was just looking at an article here on republicbroadcasting.org. It's a great place to go to look for the news and commentary here. They got an article here that says, you know, it really piqued my interest, got me going real quick. Says, title of it is, "For All Americans Who Think They Still Have a Country, Here Is Bad News." Well, you know, I've been saying that for probably over, probably actually 20 years. I've been saying that the United States and most states of the Union are dissolved. And that's not really by what most people think it is. And dissolution can occur when most people don't know it at all. And even, in fact, people in office don't know it. But it occurs. I will tell you what dissolution is. I've said it many times. My listeners know it by heart. The alteration of constitutional provisions by law without amendment. Yes, sir. That just dissolves it. And guess what happens when you have dissolved government? Those in office no longer have authority to do anything. They cannot act for the people. They have no authority behind them. They're just like anybody else. They're not elected. Their office doesn't mean anything. Yeah. And also, you don't have any obligation to it. You're released from all obligations from a dissolved government. You have no obligation, moral or legal or any other thing, to a dissolved government. Now, and how does this really happen? I mean, it's usually people that are actually elected to the offices that alter the terms of the Constitution by which gave them authority, and they do it by law, passing some kind of legislation or statute or that kind of thing, and then skipping the required permission by the people in an amendment, and so there goes your government. Well, this got my interest. I mean, you could imagine the title of this, how I perked up when I read that. "For all Americans who think they still have a country, here is bad news." Well, I'm going to read it to you. This was, it was put on here by the RBN staff, but the source of it is Lou Rockwell, and writing the article, I'll imagine, is Paul Craig Roberts. He's a great guy, but it turns out that this wasn't anything like I was anticipating it might be, but I have a feeling I'm one of the few. In fact, I'm the only voice I know that does speak like this, that talks about dissolution of the United States probably as long as 100 years ago. But anyway, I'm going to read some of this because it is important, but it's not what we really need to be concerned about particularly. And in fact, it's what keeps us from making any progress. So I'm going to read it. It's here I go. I'm quoting it. America is permanently divided in a way that can only be resolved with the victory of one political party over the other. Now, that's a comma. I guess I'll finish reading the sentence. Which in today's parlance means the victory of traditional Americans or the victory of their woke Democrat opponents, most of whom are white but are ashamed of it. So what he's saying there, what is that? Our country is permanently divided in a way that can only be resolved with the victory of one political party over the other. Okay, that's really what he's saying. Well, I got actually good news. The victory of one political party over the other is entirely and completely irrelevant. Doesn't that give you a lot of... I want to bring you some real comfort this year for the coming November election. Forget it. It has nothing to do with lawful government. This election will have absolutely zilch to do with lawful government. Ask yourself, are you going to own property at the end of this election? Let's say that we voted in every Republican no Democrat would own property at the end of this, sit in an office after this election. What if we de-officized, if we took every Democrat out of office and put a Republican in there? Would you own property? No, you would not own any property. What would change if you replaced every Democrat in office with a Republican? Well, in the form of our government as it is right now, you would not have altered one single thing. Yeah. So here we get all flustered and we get all revved up and we start... Who am I going to give my $25 to, and who am I going to vote for, and I better start watching this TV so I'll know who's got what. That's what they want you to do. Let me tell you, when the people figure out that the government's dissolved and anybody they elect, and in fact, if we elected all Republicans, de-seated every Democrat, You'd have tyrants. You'd have nothing but tyrants. Why is that? Because the office they're sitting in is dissolved. And if they do one single thing except vacate the office, they've become tyrants. Because they exercise power without authority. I mean, isn't it great to learn some stuff? Learning principles, that's what this is about. Guess what the tyrants don't want you to do? The last thing on earth they want you to do is to learn principles. To learn the principles of property that regulate every aspect of lawful government. They can't have it. They can't do that. They can't survive under it. But they can go into infinity with this Democrat-Republican Party thing. So let me go ahead and finish reading the rest of this article. These thoughts... quote, these thoughts were brought to me by the latest Rasmussen poll. The poll tested the U.S. population on its response to President Biden's assertion that, quote, Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundation of our republic, unquote. Well, first of all, that's a total joke. I mean, if the Americans knew... if I would have been in the audience, I'd have said, how can they do that? It's already dissolved. We don't have a republic. Well, there's probably nobody living today that was actually born in the republic. The republic was dissolved before the oldest man. Nobody living was born under the lawful republic. It had already been dissolved. And here we are talking about something that threatens it. Well, the only threaten it? I mean, that's ridiculous. You can't overthrow a dissolved government. You can't be an insurgent of a dissolved government. You can't be an extremist against dissolved tyrannical government. See, it's all words and no principles. That's what they're feeding you. They feed you words with no principles. And both parties are infamous at this. I mean, they're fantastic. Both parties spin bull. Bunch of words. They sound good. They can make America great again. How do you make dissolved America great again? You see where this is all going? Okay, we'll continue with this article. The poll results are 48% of likely U.S. voters agree with Biden, including 30% who strongly agree. And 47% disagree with Biden, including 39% who strongly disagree. Well, it looks like the Biden supporters are winning. Okay, let's just say it's split 50-50. I think that's what this is really driving at. This country, or the population, let's say this, the population of this country, are either Republicans or Democrats. Ooh, ooh, hell, scary. Ooh, 50%, only 50% of Americans are Republican. Ooh. Well, who cares? I don't care if only 10% are Republican. I mean, what do we got here? Dissolved government. Does that make any difference? One would have thought, let's continue with the article. One would have thought that extremism resides in a president who writes off half of the population. But Democrats, a revolution against traditional white Americans, now has as many supporters as opponents. But the supporters of overthrowing the 14th Amendment, a merit-based system, white people, and Christian morality in favor of racial preferences and normalization of sexual perversity currently control the government, media, and the movies from which most Americans imbibe their worldview. Wow, he just threw the whole damn kitchen sink in there. I mean, how did we get to that? But the supporters of overthrowing the 14th Amendment, okay, wow, okay, all right. So the Democrats are not so much on, again, what has this got to do with lawful government? He hadn't mentioned anything, really. See, all he's saying here, as much as I like Paul Craig Roberts, what I really do, but there's nothing in here about what the government is, what he's talking about. See, his worldview of this is that the government is lawful, and what we need to do is take control of it, get in the seats of it so we can drive it. You know, most people think that government is lawful, and so if it's doing badly, if it's not doing what you want to, you just put new people, you put better people in the driver's seat. That's not how it works. Once a government is dissolved, it doesn't matter who's in the driver's seat, you see. I don't care who you elect to it. You're going to have a tyrant because it's dissolved. Why? It also, what does it mean to be dissolved, too? It means that something that overthrew, it's overthrown when you alter the provisions without the permission of the people by amendment. So what it means is the government itself is wrong. So who cares who's driving the wrong government? I mean, I don't care. I don't care who's driving the wrong form of government. What I care about is the correct, right form of lawful government. That's where we need to go. And guess where you can't go to do that? You can't go to the voting booth. You can't vote Democrat or Republican. That's not going to do it. That's a waste of time. And if you spend a nickel on it, you just flushed it down the toilet. It's amazing, isn't it? Now, to finish off the article here, I'm going to read the last part of it. This article may be longer. It may have been summarized or what. I didn't read the original. You can go to it here from this a website from republicbroadcasting.org. But it says, the last part is, today the disunited states are more divided than in 1861 when Lincoln invaded the seceded Confederate States of America, with law weaponized and constitutional protections eroded, power rises to the fore. Okay, well, let's just analyze that a little bit. It doesn't matter. So that we do have a split. The population is split. But why is that? Because neither side knows doodly spit about what lawful government is. They spend their time arguing between ridiculous things that are put before them to argue about, instead of lawful government and what is it. And then constitutional protections eroded? They're not eroded, man. They've been altered. We don't have an erosion problem. We don't have a deep state problem. We don't have any of that. We have dissolved government. It ain't there. You don't erode it. You don't put a patch on it or some masking tape or some gorilla glue. You have to redo this sucker from scratch, the whole damn thing. That's what you have to do. Well, anyway, and I want to recommend that I'm going to be working on this, I shouldn't be telling people what to do more than telling myself what to do. So I'm going to be working on this. I think I've got a pretty good platform for it started already. And that's at lawfulgovernment.com. Don't you love the ring of that? Lawful government? What does that say? Well, it says, it implies that you don't have one now. Well, a guy asked me at a party the other day, said, well, what do you think about public education, Ron? I mean, what do you think we ought to do about public education? Well, I think what we need, my wife jumped up and she said, well, it was something very nice and something very good and moral and all of that. And he said, yeah. And I said, well, what we need is lawful public education. Well, I mean, he dropped everything else immediately. He said, yeah, I like that. What is that? And that's right. The solution is, why don't we do something lawful? I remember doing that too when at one of these rallies, and who can get angry? Even the lawyers that were representing one of the plaintiffs in a school district complaining of unconstitutional. We'll get back to this. We got to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Sounds good. Well, going back to this party I was at and saying that they said, asked me, what do you think about public education? And I kind of stole the floor when I said, well, the answer to it is lawful public education. Well, how unusual. How many people have heard that? See, the government never likes to talk about lawful. They like to talk about efficiency or cutting waste or better, make something better or polish it up or put a coat of paint on it. But they never want to talk about lawful or unlawful as if that didn't exist. As if it could not possibly do something unlawful. Well, in public education, the very means of paying for it is unlawful. So what do you think the product, if the product you're making is the result, is paid for by an unlawful means, what have you actually done? And what if the very purpose of public education was to teach people how to defend their properties, their life, liberty, and possessions. And in the process of doing that, You pay for it by a means that destroys the object of the teaching. If we confiscate the property of the people and charge them an eternal rent they pay annually or whenever they can scrape up enough money, are we then going to teach them how to defend their property and prevent such a thing? I mean, if they were really teaching them, what would the student learn? The student would immediately learn that the way that they pay for the education is unlawful. The school is unlawful. It's supported by unlawful means. You confiscated my property to teach me how to protect my property, to prevent it from being confiscated. I mean, it's the damnedest thing I've ever seen. This is what Samuel Adams called the greatest absurdity on earth. Yeah, it's the greatest absurdity on earth for people to come together and say, let's form a government for the protection of our life, liberty, and property. And, by the way, in the process of it, let's throw all our property into a big pot and let them charge us annual rent on everything we own in order to support this government to protect our property from the very same thing. Well, that's the greatest absurdity on earth. It's opposed to what you want to do. Well, and there you have it. That's what we have today, absurdities. And, of course, if you question any of that, you talk about that kind of thing. Of course, now not many people really are talking about that thing. I'm talking about it that way. But I want to get everybody talking about it that way. Because, there's shelter in talking about true principles. You know, like I had a caller yesterday, Don, a good caller, and he asked me, he said, well, Ron, do you really think that Sandy Hook happened, or was it just a hoax? And I told him, well, I don't go there, and the reason why I don't go there is I don't need to go there, because even if it did happen, and the parents of the killed children use that event to alter the law of the land, they have agreed in a conspiracy to use violence to alter the law of the land. Even if they were the subjects of the violence, they are still agreeing to use violence to alter the law of the land. And that is the definition of terrorism. The use of violence or harm to alter the law of the land. Isn't that amazing thing? Principles. Using principles and law. I don't need to know whether or not it was lawful. All I know is those parents are trying to alter the law of the land by harm that was done to their family. It's still unlawful. That's a crime in itself. So because their children were harmed by this person, they feel like now they have a license to go off and create another crime of greater import, the disarmament of the American people. Okay, we'll be right back after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Sounds good. Thank you, Julie. Well, we got a caller, my good friend David from Massachusetts. How you doing?
Oh, hello, Juan. This is David.
Yes. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, Juan, listen. I heard you talking about how the United States of America, the government has been dissolved.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you, Juan, but I get the impression, Juan, that it has been dissolved, but I get the impression, with all due respect, that you have no clue what it's been dissolved into. In other words, if you have an Alka-Seltzer tablet and you dissolve it in a glass of water, the Alka-Seltzer tablet has been dissolved in the glass of water, but do you have any clue what the United States... It is a dissolved, but it's dissolved into something. Do you have any idea... am I losing you? You have any idea what America's been dissolved into?
I think you're saying that it's not dissolved until there's no evidence whatsoever that it existed.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you what I believe. I won't say. Well, I mean, I know it, but somebody else, just because I know it, somebody might say, well, you just believe that, Dave, from Massachusetts. But one, the United States of America has been dissolved. It's not the United States of America anymore. Now, listen carefully. It's the United States of the United Nations. It's the United States of the United Nations. Can you say that?
Sure. I understand what you're driving at. You're just saying it's just we've all the nations of the world have come under a new, bigger central government. You're calling the United Nations.
Yeah, and just a little ancillary thought there now that people.
Well, let me ask you, David. Let me ask you this: is that lawful? Was that transformation lawful?
Well, I mean, it's probably all done under the color of law. But no, I don't believe it's not lawful from our perspective. One, as far as the kingdom of Christ and
is there anything in the United States Constitution that delegated the authority of the people to pass through the United States government and into the UN?
Oh yeah, the John Birch Society and Mr. John McManus. They've written wonderful books about how the United States has been dissolved into the United Nations. Military, but through treaties, through treaties and.
Well, here's what we're doing. David, I think I get what you're doing. What you're doing is just describing how things are operating. Yeah, no doubt things are operating, and we could describe how they're operating and who's operating them. But the problem with it is that the people did not authorize that mode of operation. And that's what I'm saying. That's what happens when you alter the form of a government, its provisions by law, even if you did pass a law by it, and it wasn't approved or permitted by amendment or approval of the people. So what you have is just an unlawful operation of a thing.
Well, supposedly it was done by supposedly the people's representatives in the U.S. Senate. These treaties are ratified by the U.S. Senate. But I'm just telling you, Ron, I didn't call to go there about what. I'm just telling you, we're no longer the United States of America. We're the United States of the United Nations. And it is what it is. I was going to give you another thought, too, an interesting thought, before I have to go, if you'll listen for a second.
Okay.
It's a big, sick game, Ron. Like, take North Korea and Kim Jong-un, the president of North Korea.
Uh-huh.
Are you listening to me? Yeah.
I have a hard time understanding some of it, but go ahead. I am having a little difficulty, but go ahead.
Oh, you mean as far as your hearing problem goes, you mean?
It's actually a sound problem. I'm not understanding every word you're saying, but I'm
okay, well, let me do the best. I'm in a building. I don't know how the acoustics are, a little bit of an echo. But General Douglas MacArthur, he wanted to free the whole Korean Peninsula of the communists. He wanted to drive the Chinese Red Army back across the Yalu River, back into China. And Harry Truman, being the 33rd degree Mason that he was and everything, wound up firing General MacArthur because he wanted to defeat the communists. Now, this is where I'm going with this. So just a little bit of food for thought here. That Kim Jong-un is still being used by the U.N., is a battering ram against us. And I want you to think of Kim Jong-un. It's not Kim Jong-un. It's Kim Jong-un. Can you say Kim Jong-un? You got to start using your noodle, like the old Irish people. They used to give us a choice. The old Irishes, they used to say, either use your noodle or use your noggin. I give you a choice. Either start using your noodle or start using your noggin. Kim Jong-un. Okay. These Americans, I'm not talking so much about public broadcasting. I'm speaking in most of the public broadcasting audience will probably agree with me. But the best way I know how to say it, these Americans have their head so far up their butts that after they move their bowels, they wipe their lips. Okay, Ron, I'll get.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the last part. I bet it was funny. Was that a humorous thing?
Oh yeah. Well, I'm still here. I'll repeat it then. The American people have. Listen carefully now. Somebody came up. Some people came by and make a noise, but.
I'm getting the echo. I'm getting the echo also.
Okay, yeah, some people came by. I'm in a storage unit, one of my storage units, but it's quiet now again. Now listen, the American people, I'm not talking so much about the RBN, also to a certain extent it even applies to the RBN audience, but the American people, generally speaking, they have their heads so far up their butts that after they move their bowels, they wipe their lips.
Okay. That
Did
was
you get that?
And that's what you're calling
that's
using your noodle.
Huh?
I got to come up with some funnies so I can use my noodle. My funny noodle. Funny noodle is not working. Yeah.
You know, out in Texas, there's a lot of old Irish and German people and everything, and I'm sure the old timers in Texas used to use that kind of language too. The European settlers of Texas, but here the old Irish is up here in Boston. The old Irish people from the old side and everything. That's like I had an Uncle Patty and an Aunt Whitey, and that's how they used to talk. Yeah, David, either use your noodle or use your noggin. But please start using one of the two. They give you a choice. You can either use your noodle or you can use your noggin. But please just start using one of them.
Okay. David. Well, that's good advice. I'll start
now,
doing
that. This probably won't come as a surprise to you, Ron, but I had an Aunt Bridie. She was my grandaunt. She was my mother's aunt, Aunt Bridie. And she worked out in Boston College. She used to take care of the priests out in Boston College. Cook for them and clean for them. And, she was like a housekeeper and everything. And she waited on them hand and foot. But she used to always tell my mother about me. She'd say to my mother, Mary. My mother's name was Mary. She'd say, "Oh, Mary, you've got a bored one." You're talking about me. She said, "Dave, what a bored one he is. Oh, Mary, you've got a bored one." So, I got to live up to my Aunt Brighton. She told me I was a bored one. So I try to be as bold as I can be.
Yes. Well, very good. I think you've done a good job here, David. Thank you. All right. Well, you have a good day.
Well,
you have a good day. I'll give all that stuff some thought. Okay. All righty. Talk to you later. All right. Well, I don't see that we have any other callers, so I'm going to keep on going. Well, anyway, I'd like to talk about this lawful government thing, how to go about doing this. And I've started a website. Of course, I've had it for years. It's called lawfulgovernment.com. And it's divided into four parts: lawful government on the left, in the middle, sovereign citizens armed against tyranny. What an idea! Right there in the Constitution, written years ago, right in the beginning, Second Amendment. Lawful public education on the right, that's yet to be done. And even though I've done a lot of legal work in that area, I don't have any of that. It's that kind of stuff is posted at another website of mine called suit.org. But anyway, this, and then the fourth one is the solution to COVID-19 tyranny and state terrorism, because really that's what COVID-19 really was about. It's state terrorism. But it was also global state terrorism, meaning all the states that actually instituted all these COVID-19 mandates were actually doing so under the pressure of the global bankarchy. So anyway, if you click on lawful government, it'll take you to that section of it. And what I probably have described this once before, but I'm going to start working on it more now, as I've just almost completed reading this ridiculous book, COVID-19, The Great Reset, by Klaus Schwab and Terry Malloray, a Frenchman. And I'm on the last last section of it, which is called Redefining Our Humanness. We can define ourselves. We can create ourselves. You know, we're such great creators. We're just going to go off and, you know, God doesn't do a good job. God doesn't do a good job, and Jesus doesn't redeem anything, and he doesn't fix anything. What we got to do as humans is work on our humanness. As if we had the slightest clue about what that is without God or without Christ explaining it to us. I mean, we just ain't that bright, trust me. So Klaus Schwab, now, he's a genius, and he's going to redefine our humanness for us. And it says here, the better angels in our nature or not. As if he knew the difference between an angel and a child of Beelzebub. So obviously nothing in his whole work here indicates that he has any clue about God's, anything about God or what God's requirement for mankind is. Not a single word. He didn't utter anything about what God has spoken or what Christ, the great Redeemer, creator of the kingdom of heaven on earth, the one that opened the door. There's nothing in here about that. There's nothing about the real end of time, how that really happens. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. This guy didn't know anything about it. Doesn't care. But he's going to tell us how to live how to deal with every aspect of our life and society and government and banking and companies, how we operate companies, how we treat our wives, how we live at home, what we do, everything. How we treat the dog, how we feed the dog, what we eat, what we drink, how we think, everything. And has no clue, not an utterance of knowledge obtained from God or Christ Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who sits in the throne above the heavens right now. Not a word. Yeah. Wouldn't the church be a little concerned? Wouldn't a Christian say, you know, I don't know if I want to go along with this thing. Somehow I think this is not good. You know, I think churches ought to, I think a pastor ought to do a series on COVID-19, the Great Reset, from the pulpit. I don't know why he couldn't address this thing down from the pulpit, using the Holy Scriptures. Take this guy and his manuscript here apart. I mean, that's where real power is. I mean, this whole kingdom, the whole earth, the galaxy, the solar system, this is all the kingdom of Christ Jesus, the kingdom of the church. It's not the kingdom of Klaus Schwab and the global bankarchy. They don't have anything to do with it. If anybody needs to get in line and do the right thing, it would be them, not the rest of us, not the church, not the Christians. I mean, this stuff has just gone too far. He's gotten the moral. He's telling us what a moral choice is. Can you believe that? He knows something about a moral choice based on what? He wouldn't know a moral choice if it slapped him in the face. Just unbelievable. So anyway, I'm gonna put that a direct link to this piece of junk on the right hand side. On the left hand side, I want people to send me their ideas about lawful government, and I'm gonna be posting them here. I've got one thing already. This would be a course on jural assemblies advocated by Anna von Ritz, and she has a whole idea about lawful government and how we should obtain it. in the United States in what I call her 3-in-1 nation. And I do a whole 2-hour presentation on it here. Anyway, all right, we'll be right back after this.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Well, there's a pain in my side that I keep traveling on. Bring peace to this troubled land. It's dark out here, I can't read those signs. Bring peace to the troubled land. Hurricane on the horizon. Judgment getting closer all the time. I can't find tomorrow. Bring peace to this troubled land.
All right. I like that sound. I got to listen to some of these tunes one of these days all the way through. Okay. Well, we got a last caller here. I'm going to go ahead and take her. Pat from Texas, how are you doing?
Well, I'm waking up, but I just wanted to say that what happened in the last election was that people want to change, throw in a third party or do something like that, like the Constitution Party. I think in Georgia, about 5% of the people voted for the Constitution Party. So we lost a senator that we should have had. And so what happened this time is when Biden put in his climate change bill, okay. You know who was the final vote? If I'm not mistaken, Kamala. She's the president. It was tied until Kamala voted, okay. And this is what it wants to say. It wants to say that we want all these other forms of energy. You know, that just takes miles and miles and miles of land to put up all the windmills and all that kind of crap. And I mean, all it is, every time somebody wants to take over the country, what they do is tell you, this is going to happen if you don't do it this way. Like the guy that put in that, I forgot his name right now, the population bomb. He said that we were going to run out of room. We were going to have to build artificial islands for people to live on. He never gave it up. He just kept on going and still probably around still going that way. And people actually have believed any of that. It's not true. I'm not saying that we shouldn't have cleaner air, but you know what? Trump has all the patents to everything that Tesla had, and they've been ways to do all this stuff for years, but see, they don't want that because the communists have been running us for 100 years, and they don't want to give it up because they almost give us. But the only one who can change it is God by prayer.
Okay, all right, Pat. Well, that's thanks for chiming in. Well, anyway,
this General Assembly, did God tell you that?
No. Anna Von Ritz told me about that. Well, anyway, thank you, Pat. Thanks for calling in, and I bet you'll be voting in the next election. I will be too, but don't hold your breath for any changes. Okay, we'll see you next Tuesday, if not sooner. Thank you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.